Jason Cans is awake at his house in Eau Claire from jasoncans.com, author of Letters to the Beloved, a devotional commentary on the New Testament. Good morning.
Good morning.
I know, I don't know. I don't want to say you're so predictable, but I wouldn't be surprised if you'd like two songs from Andrew Peterson on a two for Thursday.
Yeah, that would be my recommendation. That would be the way I would go for sure.
All right, pick the songs.
You know me well. You know me well.
Which ones?
Pick the songs, sure. How about Is He Worthy?
Mm-hmm.
And Be Kind to Yourself.
Oh, those are great. Fantastic. Excellent.
There are so many good ones.
Yeah. We could just play Andrew Peterson all morning. When is his birthday?
I have no idea.
All right.
That I don't know. Yeah.
All right. We will do that research even during this five-minute segment. All right. So.
You're a great multitasker.
Yeah. Well, try. There was something yesterday. You know, so apparently there was something you'd said 2 days ago on social media. And I'd said, we got to talk about that tomorrow on the radio, and then I blanked it out. So I'm scrolling back through your Facebook page to try to remember what it was.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, it was something about, boy, can I remember what it was? I don't think it was about the avocado.
No, and that was yesterday. So let's start with that you said you've never, I told that to Dawson. I said, you know, Jason said he's never had avocados or you've never tried guacamole. How is that possible?
Yeah, you know, growing up, avocados just weren't a thing. And Heather she gets migraines from avocados. She used to love guacamole.
Hmm.
And so since then, we've just never had avocados in the house. And it's really become almost a point of conversation where I can say to people, yeah, I've never tried an avocado. And, I, like you, people say, how is that possible?
Right.
And even this past week, I was having lunch with someone, and they said, you know, you could try my avocado, but your story is actually much more interesting. So, I don't know. Maybe someday I will. I don't know.
Well, I am scrolling back through your Facebook page as I listen to you, and I'm not necessarily finding, because sometimes there's things you put on Twitter that you don't put on Facebook, right? So,
I think I put a lot more on Twitter than I do on Facebook. So, different sort of content. I think it was on Twitter, and I honestly don't remember.
Right. It was
what it was. Oh, I think it had that I talked to bees and my plants
and my
animals, and I think that's what it was.
All right.
You said we're definitely talking about this tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I blanked it out until now, obviously. So, okay. Yeah. So, Dr. Doolittle, talk to the animals. You talk to the bees, your plants. Yeah. Do people see you? Do your neighbors look puzzled?
You know, they've never communicated their puzzlement, although one walked away from me the other day, and I couldn't tell if it was because I was talking to my plants or not. But, you know, growing up, you always heard about talking to your plants, you know, and you think about even the biology of it that sends carbon dioxide to them, which helps feed the plants. But, you know, I think there's something about connecting with other living things.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine said, you know, our brothers and sisters are not always just two-legged. And that really kind of struck me. And I thought, you know, it's interesting. You know, we're surrounded by all of these living things. And how do we treat them with respect and honor? And I guess I do that by talking with them.
There you go. Well, you're supposed to talk to your plants, I guess. So, all right. We've got some temperament quizzing to do. Question 10. Are you more interested in A, what is actual, or B, what is possible?
B.
All right. Number 11. In making up your mind, are you more likely to A, go by data, or B, desires?
A, data.
All right. And finally, question 12. In sizing up others, do you tend to be A, objective and impersonal, or B, friendly and personal?
B, friendly and personal.
Okay. Boy, this morning it's going to be tough to get in the scripture, so let's see where we're at. We're up to, we're winding down. No, we're not. We still got a ways to go. All right. I guess we're going to save that for tomorrow because it's verses 33 through 37, and that's a lot to tackle.
It's a longer one, yeah.
So we'll leave it there for today. Thank you, Jason.
Sounds good.
There we go.